We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The president now says that despite health risks, he won't close the country down again if there is a second coronavirus wave. He acknowledged that a potential second wave is a distinct possibility. He added, quote, "We're not going to close the country. We're going to put out the fires. Whether it's an ember or a flame, we're going to put it out, but we're not closing our country," end of quote. The president has even suggested that perhaps locking down the country in the first place was not the best move. Did the lockdown save lives? We're being told now that perhaps it did not. Perhaps it was an overt reaction that did not need to happen. Perhaps the lockdown was an overt reaction that caused irreparable damage, or as the president suggested from the start, that the cure could be worse than the disease. Who else has suggested that lockdowns could cause irreparable damage? This past Friday, the White House's top doctor, Anthony Fauci, said imposing coronavirus lockdowns for too long could cause irreparable damage. He said, quote, "We can't stay locked down for such a considerable period of time that you might do irreparable damage and have unintended consequences, including consequences for health," end of quote. It is a distinct possibility that no one knew for sure what to do in case an epidemic of this proportion hit the U.S. and the world at large. The president, governors, and the mayors all seem unprepared for this kind of crisis. Combined with this lack of unpreparedness, the efforts by mass media to scare the hell out of the public, many people wound up in a panic mode. In the meantime, the fallout from the panic has had an overall horrendous impact. J.P. Morgan Chase issued a study that suggested the lockdowns destroyed millions of livelihoods worldwide and had no real impact on the spread of the coronavirus. The report cited falling infection rates in places where the lockdown was lifted, concluding the virus likely has its own dynamics, which are unrelated to often inconsistent lockdown measures. The report noted the R rate, the number of people that a single infected person will go on to infect, has continued to fall in countries such as Denmark since the reopening of schools and shopping malls. In the U.S., states such as Colorado, Iowa, Alabama, Wyoming, Wisconsin, and Mississippi have had lower R rates since lifting lockdowns. A German study found socially isolated people are more than 40% more likely to suffer for a heart attack, stroke, or other major cardiovascular event. They concluded that the socially isolated are nearly 50% more likely to die from any cause. The head of the trauma department at John Muir Medical Center in Walnut Creek said it's time to end Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom's shelter-in-place order. He said, quote, "Originally, the order was put in to flatten the curve and to make sure hospitals have the resources to take care of COVID patients. We have the current resources to do that, and our other community health is suffering," end of quote. Now, given that no one was prepared at the outset to address in issues such as this, there are those who are still trying to pin the whole thing on Donald Trump and his administration. Columbia University indicates that the administration could have saved 36,000 lives had it acted earlier. But when President Trump did act, he was accused of overreacting. So what Columbia University is saying that if the administration had a crystal ball to look into the future, they could have stopped the spread of the virus weeks and perhaps months before they took action. Well, there was not a crystal ball, but what we do know is that when it comes to lockdowns, the cure just might be worse than the disease. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.